$24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MY-TV. That's 877-319-MY-TV.
I commute from Schenectady to Manhattan. It's about a 6-hour round trip, but it's cool. My family loves Schenectady, and I love books on tape. It's a lot of time to spend driving alone. On the other hand, Schenectady is really close to the highway, so...
Life is a long drive. Make sure your car is along for the ride. Mobil Super Motor Oil is formulated to help prevent sludge and protect against wear. Mobil Super, for long engine life.
All right, we are back, and let's give a nice Farm Radio Vermont welcome this morning to Fred Erdman. Fred is joining us here live in our studios this morning. He has the fabulous job being the chief financial officer over at Wake Robin, which is a retirement community in Shelburne. And we're going to be talking about some of the issues surrounding senior housing, which is a really big deal. Fred, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for having me here.
So how did you wind up at Wake Robin?
About 21 years ago, a gentleman who my wife, former wife, had worked with asked me if I was interested in the job. I was formerly with a development company in real estate, development real estate company in Burlington, and that was winding down because of the particular market they were in was not doing particularly well. And so it sounded like a great opportunity, and he assured me I'd be playing golf every afternoon in about 5 years, and
sure.
I'm still waiting.
Yeah, but you probably got a good break on a room, right?
Maybe when I retire, I'll be able to negotiate something. We'll see.
What is it that fires you up about this job?
It's primarily the people, the residents, our staff. It's an amazing community. The residents are a wide variety of backgrounds, and they're always in my office asking questions. We've expanded once. We're looking at another expansion, so those are always very exciting times and challenging times. Some residents want us to, some don't. Trying to stay current with the changing demands of the residents that are moving in and future residents. There's always something going on.
How many residents now?
We have about 317. We've been up as high as 330, so that's about the largest residents we've had. We have 212 independent units. We have 33 skilled nursing, 18 skilled nursing dementia focused, and 31 residential care rooms.
And to oversimplify it, Wake Robin is a community where people can live, and then when they become ill, they can move to another part of the facility and be taken care of as though it's a hospital nursing home setting.
Yes.
Is that too oversimplification?
So it's called a continuing care retirement community because there are the three levels of living right on campus. So as you have to move into independent living to get into Wake Robin, and then there's your health changes, you would go to residential care typically, and then again, as your health deteriorates even more, you might go to skilled nursing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all right on the same campus. It's wonderful for especially for when you have spouses or partners. If they have a short-term need for skilled nursing, they've had an operation, they come back, they're right in the same community.
Mm-hmm. It's expensive, though, isn't it?
It is expensive. It obviously is not for everybody in the state. Our entrance fee is the smallest unit is $160,000 to pay the entrance fee, and it goes up to over $500,000. So it's certainly not inexpensive. But we have retired school teachers, clergy, professors. So I think people, when they actually come and look at it or ask me for a financial screen, prospective residents, they're sometimes surprised that it's not as the smaller units are not as expensive as they thought.
Mm-hmm. What would be the advantage of me going into a Wake Robin as opposed to using that money if I had it to have somebody come live with me as a skilled caregiver?
Well, it's a couple things. One is security. As I mentioned, having that skilled facility, if you need it right on campus, especially for spouses, you've really, by moving into Wake Robin, you've taken some of the risk of the long-term care. We're a long-term care insurance product, and we're regulated by the Department of Financial Regulations as a result. But you've sloughed the risk off of not knowing what's going to happen if and when your health deteriorates, because you've planned for it, and that's a lot of our residents are really have planned for this, and it, you know, they've spent years thinking about Wake Robin, worked with their financial planners, and the other thing, it's often residents see it as a gift to their adult children. So that, again, they plan for their long-term care. The adult children don't have to get involved when the health deteriorates. So those are a few.
Mm-hmm. If I purchase a unit and then I decide a couple of years from now that I'd rather go back and live somewhere else, can I sell my unit?
And it's not a purchase. It's not a real estate transaction. You're paying an entrance fee that's really prepaying your long-term care insurance. So yes, residents, we do have residents that decide after a period of time, 1 year typically or less, that this isn't what they want. I think in the course of the 20 years we've been open, it's 10 or few that have done that. So you do the entrance fee that you pay up front when you move in amortizes away from you or disappears at the rate of 2% a month. So if you've been there 50 months and you decide to leave or you pass away, there's no refund of that entrance fee.
All right.
I guess the other thing I'd like to mention is that the monthly fee that you pay an entrance fee and then you pay a monthly fee. So if I'm paying $2,700 a month in my monthly fee, which is the lower units, the smaller end, as you go to residential care, your healthcare needs, you continue to pay that same amount. So it's not, that's really where the long-term care insurance comes in.
Okay. Well, how much could I spend on a high-end unit?
You could spend $617,000.
Wow, okay. Yep. Do I get a view of the water for that?
That particular one, no, but you get a walkout basement.
Now, obviously, as you said, this is not a solution that's for everybody. Yep. And in fact, I would argue it's probably a very small percentage of people listening to this program, maybe a higher percentage on BPR. What are we going to do here in this state? I mean, the numbers of people that are going to need housing, it's just off the charts.
Yeah, and it's I wish I could give you the answer. It is going to be very challenging. I know the state is encouraging folks to stay at home through some new legislation in the last couple of years, but it is going to be challenging because we have issues with staffing, trying to attract and keep staffing, especially in the health care part of our operations. And we're competing with Fletcher Allen and all the other nursing homes and assisted living. I wish I could give you the answer, but it's going to be extremely challenging because, as you know, the demographics, there's a balloon coming, and I'm not sure from what I hear, there's a lot of young folks staying around Vermont. Mm-hmm. So I think staffing is certainly going to be a large challenge. Whether or not some of the adult children are willing to, and they may have to, really participate in that health care as their adult parents age and providing some of that care.
Mm-hmm. Does it make sense for us to be building more housing if there's a bubble that might go away?
Another good question, and we wrestle with this as well. What's our market going to look like 20 years down the road or at the end of that bubble? So I wish I could give you the answer to that. I can't either. But, I know that there's more certainly assisted living continuing to be built. But at some point, you're right. I think that bubble is going to shrink and cause a problem or mm-hmm. potential problem.
Do you have a lot of competitors?
Well, we certainly have a lot of, we don't have a lot of direct competitors. We are the only CCRC, Continuing Care Retirement Community in Vermont, that offers a life care contract. But our competitors, Kendall at Hanover, there are other CCRCs and lots in New Hampshire, and we certainly compete with, to a certain extent, with those in Florida, because Some folks, if they have the means, they may decide they don't like Vermont and move out of state. But then other folks would rather pay as you go and don't like the idea of the entrance fee. So, a facility right up in Shelburne from us might be something that they're going to look at. But I think, again, most of our residents have really thought this out, done a lot of planning. They want to know what's going to happen if and when that health crisis hits them.
Mm-hmm. What's the typical length of time between somebody goes to Wake Robin and they wind up in the hospital section part?
In the skilled nursing? So our residents overall right now have been those that are in skilled nursing, which is our, as you say, the hospital part. They've been in the community about 13 years. So on average. And so it's about 8 or 9 in independent living, around 2 in residential care, and about 2 in skilled nursing if they've made that typical progression.
Mm-hmm. Have you always had an Alzheimer's unit?
No. We've always had a skilled nursing unit. And when we did our expansion in 2006-07, we built an 18-unit skilled nursing wing, but it's dementia focused. So it's we were treating those folks in our regular skilled nursing setting, and so it enabled us to build a separate wing and really focus on a different type of care for those folks.
Well, because they need, and the doors need to be locked, right? I mean, that's part of it.
No, our doors are not locked.
Really?
Okay. If somebody is prone to wandering, there, I think we have a system that if they're going to wear a wristband or they're able to and want to, that the doors will lock as they get closer. But otherwise, our staff just has to pay attention. But we don't have a locked facility.
That's interesting. This is a huge problem. I mean, the numbers, and again, just the elderly housing are huge numbers. But this number, the number of all of us that are going to get Alzheimer's is just off the charts, which presents a really complex challenge for you guys.
Yeah, certainly it's a real challenge in terms of the care and activities you have to provide for them. We work with actuaries, and when we did that expansion, we sized it to what they were projecting as the average need. And it's so far since, again, 2007, it's met our needs in terms of having a separate dementia-focused wing. If we have more than the 18, then we can care for them in the regular skilled nursing. But in that facility, that wing has been almost 100% full since we opened it.
Wow. We're talking with Fred Erdman. He's the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer at Wake Robin. If you have any comments or questions, 244-1777, toll-free 877-291-8255. Clearly, what your organization, I would describe as kind of a higher end housing. So, is there a way to build this that can be done with high quality yet make it more affordable? I mean, you're clearly catering to a different population, but I mean, is there a way? You know, you're a financial guy. Is there a way to construct this so that regular average people can have a facility where they feel safe and secure?
It's difficult. I think the cost of construction is huge. The barriers to, at least for this particular product with the life care insurance, there are a lot of regulations we have to follow and get certificate of need to operate one. So I think, and I'm not even sure, 15 years from now, does our prospective resident want this sort of pay one fee for the whole, get everything? And, are they more interested in a la carte menu? And I think that's where we're going to be looking at those type contracts in the somewhat near future. So I think it's a very big challenge to try and keep our costs down. And we certainly wish we could cater to every Vermonter, but unfortunately we can't. And I don't really have a good answer, but it's this particular model is not inexpensive.
What did you mean when you said that you might provide other kinds of plants, a la carte kind of deals?
Well, so in other words, our model is you pay monthly fee and includes every, you know, one meal a day in independent living, all your utilities, your we pay for the property taxes, we own the real estate. And you as I mentioned, your monthly fee doesn't change as your level of care and services increase that we provide. So some folks, their mother never got to skilled nursing or their parents never went to skilled. Why should I pay for it right now? So I think one potential scenario or contract that we're looking at is a much less expensive entrance fee and a monthly fee that progresses and increases like a per diem fee as your level of care and services provided increase. So that for someone that never going to go to skilled nursing or never going to need assisted living, that might be a less expensive option, certainly. So that's something that we've been talking about, and you know, but it's a year plus. We've got to get it through and talk to and convince the Department of Financial Regulations that it makes sense for the community and that it's not putting us in financial jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. Do people pay all of this out of pocket? Is there insurance? I mean, if you had long-term insurance, would that cover this somehow?
So the answer to that is yes. You are buying a long-term care insurance product when you move into Wake Robin. But we do have some residents that have had long-term care insurance. You know, maybe they bought it in their 60s and they still want to keep paying for it. So if they do get into skilled nursing, they can get reimbursed through an insurance policy that they might have. So that is a way of, I guess, making it less expensive. But my parents are in one of these facilities down in New Jersey, and my dad paid for a long-term care insurance product. I could never convince him to stop paying, even though that's what he bought when they moved in. Uh-huh. So I think most of our residents, we don't say drop it or not, but I think most do drop their long-term care insurance policy if they have it.
Okay. Obviously, I'm decades away from ever going to Wake Robin. What's the minimum age that you have to be?
Well, the minimum age is, I think, by our local permits is 60. Under our contract, it gets expensive if it's under, we have a surcharge if it's under 65. Our average age at entry is right around 79.
No way.
Yeah, it is.
Your average age of entry is 79?
Our average age at entry is 79.
You got to be kidding me.
No. So people are at home and, you know, they finally get tired of taking care of the house. And that's the average age. We have the range. We have some folks, not very many, in their 60s. And we have right now, I just looked on Friday, we have 9 residents between 100 and 115.
Mm-hmm. You must have to do some sort of macabre actuarial work in this job.
Well, we do, not me, but we do rely on, we have an actuarial firm that we rely on that gives us population projections. Certainly, we work with them if we're talking about doing an expansion. Do we need to increase the size of our residential care wing or our skilled wing?
So the average person comes in at 79. How long do they stay?
Well, it's 13-ish years.
Okay.
But it ranges. I mean, we've had residents that are still living on campus that moved in when we opened up in 1993.
Okay. Let me see if I got this right here. So the average age is 79 coming in, and the average length of time people stay there is 13 years?
Roughly.
That sounds higher than like what most people actually live average-wise.
Well, I can't
so
tell you.
It's the great food at Wake Robin,
well, it's
right?
The great food. I can't give you the exact number, but folks do tend to live longer in these type of facilities, the community. And maybe that's because they're healthier going in than the average citizen, but they typically do live a little longer. Good food, socialization, great care. So it's a combination of all those.
I mean, the importance of community in people's longevity is not to be dismissed.
Yeah, and I think, at least personally, I can't imagine myself into my 80s wanting to live at home. Just it's a nice thought, but I think there is... I'm not that social a person, but I can certainly see living in a community like Wake Robin. You can participate in stuff or not. The residents have 20-plus committees, beekeeping, maple sugar making, you know, you name it, wood shop, art folks, quilters, all sorts of interests and hobbies, and that, not to mention the volunteer work they do around the community.
Mm-hmm. If I were to say to you, Fred, that this idea makes me uncomfortable, that the whole idea of going into a continuing care community is one that just kind of, I don't know, just makes me get the willies a little bit, what would you say to comfort me?
And I'm not the marketing person, but certainly it's not for everybody.
Yeah, but you're the money guy.
I'm not.
How are you going to separate my money from me?
It's not for everybody, because some people don't like the idea of living in a community and having to socialize. But if you are interested and that does appeal to you, I mean, I can't imagine a greater place to be. As I said, you can participate or not, but there's just a huge variety of things you can take advantage of. And as I'm, you know, if I'm in my 80s, and not able to drive anymore, you know, we have scheduled transportation, we have there's movies, there's outside speakers coming in all the time. You can get your one meal of the day, or you can pay for additional meals. I know I'm not worrying about my healthcare risk, because I know if I need it, I'm going there. If I need to see a physician, we have contract physicians on site. Get my health, my hair done there. So you can really get everything you need right on site.
Why is it so difficult to find? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, and I guess the only other thing is, if you, as I said earlier, it's really a gift to your adult children, so they know you're safe. They don't have to worry about your care, trying to arrange it. Who's going to be here with mom? Who's going to be at our house for the night with mom?
Mm-hmm. So do you have a waiting list at this point?
So right now we're about, including the units that are folks that are signed up for waiting to move in, we're about 95% occupied. So I think, if you wanted to move in and weren't concerned about the type home that was available, you could get in tomorrow, assuming you pass the health screening and financial screening. But we do have a wait list for particular units. For instance, there might be a unit that is on the third floor of the apartment that overlooks, you could get a view of the lake in the winter, a certain cottage that maybe has the type layout that you really want. So it depends on how urgent your need is to move in, and how interested, or how, I guess, picky you might want to be for the type of unit, type of home.
You mean that third floor unit, Mark's unit? Is that
right? Exactly. No, okay. That's mine. So,
okay. Health screening. You got to go through a health screening. What does that mean?
Well, this is an insurance product. So just like if you were to go buy life insurance, and I think you have to have some sort of health screening done. So ours, we want to make sure that you are able to live independently for at least 2 years. So our medical director does that screening, and there's they'll obviously, with a prospective resident's permission, get a look at their health history. They'll do a mini mental test to make sure there's no indication of dementia, that's likely to put somebody in our dementia wing within 2 years. So it's a life insurance product.
So if you don't pass the health screening, you're not allowed in.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're not. I think a lot of that, we don't get to that point often, because I think the folks in marketing are certainly able to get a sense as they're interviewing, and maybe of having talked to a prospective resident for a number of years, really get a feel for whether or not they think and know they're going to pass that screening. And it's more I guess I think a lot of it is really on the dementia memory issues.
Boy, how do you, I mean, how you, how any doctor can predict that won't happen in the next 2 years is beyond me.
Yeah, it's, I have no idea how they do it either. And you know, and we've had residents that have passed and then within 6 months there's something that happens and they go to residential care. So it you don't always know, but they're doing their best they can.
What has Wake Robin learned in 20 years? What's it doing better? What's it changed? You know, we all make mistakes and get better as we go along. You know, this program is definitely better than it was 24 years ago. So what are you guys doing better than you did before?
Well, I think we're hopefully providing better services. I know certainly, again, we're doing better on the dementia care because we now have a separate facility. I'm a little more precise in my, I do the financial screening, and I'm doing that better now because with some software there from our actuaries. I think we're doing a better job. I know I am of communicating the financial status with residents. We meet with them at least quarterly. I do, and I have a small resident financial group that I meet with. So we're continue to do a better job of communicating. We can't communicate enough with our residents about what they've bought, what the services are. We're doing transportation's a big challenge, so I think we're doing a better job of our scheduled transportation and providing the ability for residents for a fee for service to have access to our drivers to get to their doctor appointment. We've certainly increased the number of hours available for residents in our clinic. And with those contracted physicians to provide office hours, I'm not sure we're doing it any better, but you really have to maintain the facility in terms of the physical structure and physical appearance, and that's part of one of our challenges is trying to keep the place looking new and vibrant and. So it's a continuous work in progress.
So Wake Robin make money? Is it profitable?
We've always had we're a 501c3 not-for-profit facility.
Okay. Do you create a fund balance every year?
And these facilities generate a large negative fund balance typically in their early years. We've always had a positive cash flow, and because of some of the accounting rules on those entrance fees is really the reason we have a negative fund balance. But that's been in the last, I don't know, five so years generating a profit. But from a cash flow standpoint, we've always been positive.
Why do you have difficulty getting really good skilled help?
Well, I think we do have really good skilled help, but because we're competing with Fletcher Allen, typically probably able to pay some of the caregivers and RNs higher wages. There's a lot of competition for not so many employees.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if someone is interested and likes the demographics that we have at Wake Robin in terms of the resident and being able to work with the same resident continuously, you know, that's a positive for us.
How can people find you guys, get more information?
Well, they can, and I do this often, if someone is interested in seeing if they pass the financial screen, they could call me directly, and I do that confidentially. And I work with a lot of financial planners. 802-264-5109 is my direct number. 264-5100 is the main office, and they could just ask for someone in marketing, Nancy Chicoine.
You said that people the average age when they get there is 79.
Yep.
So how much before that are people already engaged with you guys talking about it?
You know, some rarely, but it does happen. They come in right off the street, and then boom, they're ready to move forward. But typically, it's four or five years. I'd have to ask our marketing, but it's a long process. And you know, again, it's a big step for folks to move out of their home and move into a facility, a community like Wake Robin. So it's a lot of time and a lot of discussion with their family and financial planners if they have them. And
mm-hmm. So. All right. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate your time this morning, Fred.
Thank you so much for having me.
Fred Erdman is the CFO at Wake Robin. It's a continuing care community in Shelburne. We're going to take a real quick break here, and we're running a little late here with our report from Victoria Jones. Bear with me, Victoria. We'll be right with you right after these important announcements.
WDEV's Fairness to Fans machine will fire up Thursday, August 4th during 10 squad.